This is Humphrey's first Sunday. Glorious, most magnificent, and wondrous leader of all should be my name, but instead they call me
Humphrey. Oh, shall I never see the sunset spread across the open sky or the rolling dunes bathed in the starlight?
I have trailed behind this caravan for many long years, staring at the rumps of one cousin after another. No more, for I have a plan to attain the greatest of all my dreams, to become lead camel.
I began with a gentle hint to the caravan master about my rightful place and my heartful desire.
I am tremendously gloomy, for my view has not changed. I cry out in sorrow, my aged feet swell under the heavy loads I am forced to carry. I fear my back will break, for if one more tiny straw should land on it.
But do I complain? Never. I always move nobly and quietly forward, a sign to all that I'm a worthy leader.
Tonight, I will try another way to convince the master that I deserve the honored position. I will place myself ever so carefully in his sight. Perhaps he will see in my expression how worthy I am.
Alas, my master still refuses to recognize my greatness. I know he cannot ignore the huge number of creatures that follow me everywhere. Obviously, they know I am destined to be a wondrous leader.
As we enter the city of Jerusalem, huge crowds line the streets, making it hard for us to move forward. There is so much joy and excitement. Some people laugh, some cry. All shout Hosanna as they wave palms on the ground, a sign that they welcomed a great leader. I think that somehow they knew I was coming.
A man is riding past. There's a familiar blanket folded across his donkey's back. It was mine, the one I gave so long ago to a shivering baby lying in a manger.
This man must be that same baby. My eyelashes fluttered with happiness, my tail twitched with delight. If only he had known I would be here. I am sure he would have chosen me to carry him, since I far outshined that gangly colt.
I watch him ride down the road in triumph. I rejoice to see the child from long ago worshipped by the crowds. From this day forward, I shall be content to follow him.
My heart is filled with delight, for I have lived long enough to see the child in the manger become the king he was meant to be.
Glorious, most magnificent, and wondrous leader of all should be his name. Instead, they call him
Savior.